to share. You know, the surah I just recited in Isha Salah, Surah Shams. In that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath for 7 times. Does Allah need to take oath? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful than Allah? Allah doesn't need to prove his idea, what He is saying with the oaths. But just to satisfy us or take our belief, Allah is taking oath not 1 time, not 2 times, not 3 times, 7 times. You really want someone to believe in something, so what do you say? You know, I take oath by this, please believe me what I'm saying. I take oath by this. And in the end, when he doesn't listen to you, what do you say? You say, okay, leave everything, mujhe tumhari qasam, I'll take oath by you. I love you so much, I take oath by you, believe me what I'm saying is right. So this is what Allah did in the end. In 7th oath, Allah says, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. O human being, O my slave, I take oath by you. And then Allah said one thing. That ayat says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. That each and every one of us, Allah has put in us the ability to do bad also and to do good also. Fujur and taqwa is placed in each and every one of us. All of us has this ability. This pathways of doing good and doing bad. But one thing what I want to share with everyone, I want everyone to pay attention, that Allah is saying, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى. Fujur is mentioned first and taqwa is mentioned next. Why is that? So Mufassirin has written a point here. Ajeeb. They say, Mufassirin has written, Allah has mentioned fujur first and taqwa next, indicating, telling us, for fujur, to walk on the bad path and to have bad evilness in your life, you don't have to do any effort. For taqwa, to walk on the right path and to have goodness in your life, you have to make an effort. If we leave the masjid the way it is for many days and we don't clean it, do we have to make an effort for the dirt to come in, or the dirt will come itself? Itself the dirt will come, insects, itself the spider will put their webs, you know, around. It will get dirty. But does it itself become clean also? Itself it becomes clean. Any farmer, his farm starts to growing crops just like that itself. The weeds, the bad stuff, it grows itself. So my dear brothers, this is what we need to understand. We are failing this to understand. We think deen will come just like that into our lives. We will automatically, ourselves, we will start walking on the good path. Never gonna do it. It's never gonna happen. There is an effort required to bring deen into our life. For to walk on the bad path, there is no effort required. To do sins, there is no effort required. Automatically you incline towards sins. Automatically. There is no targheeb needed. There is no talk needed to be given to do good, bad deeds. Everybody feels, you know, shaitan is enough for that job. But to invite people towards good and to become, to have that power to act upon the right path, effort is required. Now, just quickly, I'll mention. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, it has been 600 some years since the last Nabi passed by. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the difference between Isa alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is 670 some years. So now the dirt has been piling up for 670 years. Nobody has come to clean this dirt. So the humanity reached the worst level it could have been reached. They were killing their own daughters. They were fighting for small things for 100 years. Worst things you can imagine, they were doing it. A person came and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, am I going to be forgiven? I have buried 70 daughters of mine with my own hands." Dirt, pile upon pile up, piling up, piling up. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did? For just 23 years, he produced a community out of that community which were giving title by Allah radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. In this very world, nobody in the entire human history was given this title of being Jannati or being the person of paradise in this very world. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam produced such people. From those people, 23 years of effort of good, this would have been done. But my dear brothers, to do this effort, two things I want to share, just last thing. Steadfastness is required. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning tortured, prosecuted, spit on his face, pushed down, and whatever would have happened. But he was steadfast. He knew my effort would produce what my effort will reach it to its end. And the second thing, my dear brothers, this will continue until the day of judgment. Effort will vanish, deen will vanish. Then all of a sudden, Allah will start effort again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this in one hadith: "Ala inna li rabbikum fil ayyami nafahat." If you want, you can look up this hadith. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, In times, Allah blows the winds of hidayat. Allah starts up an effort because Allah wants people to have deen again. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something ajeeb. He said, "Whenever you see that wind is blowing, take part in it. That effort is starting. Go run into it. Take part as much part you can take into it." Allah is behind it. No, not anyone is behind. Allah is behind that bin. So my dear brothers, inshallah, what is the effort? Just last thing. What is the effort of deen? It's very simple. You don't have to join any group to do the effort of deen. You don't have to sign up any membership to do the effort of deen. You don't have to put any label on you. Nothing like that. Just as the deen is very simple and it's for everybody, the effort of deen is also very simple and it's for everybody. Very simple effort of deen. What is it? You have to develop the environment of deen and you have to bring people into that environment. That is the effort of deen. So in our masjid, there has to be this environment of deen. What is the environment of deen? That as soon as a person walks into the masjid, he should be reminded of Allah. He should be reminded of Akhirat. He should feel that my iman is progressing. Now that means this masjid has an environment of deen. But even after coming into masjid, you're not reminded of Allah. You're not reminded of Akhirat. You're not listening anything. You're not remembering anything. That masjid doesn't have environment of deen. It's just a building. The environment of deen doesn't require masjid. It can be done anywhere. In the lifetime when he was in Makkah, there was no masjid where he was doing the effort of deen. So the masjid started building in Medina. Effort of deen took place there. So my dear brothers, this is very simple. Bringing people, developing the environment, bringing people into that environment. Developing the environment, bringing people into that environment. That brings deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa 'abduka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa 'abduka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anzal musa'alaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sallallahu